do good, I would do real bad. Something that just have to change.
Did you see this coming? I mean, did you think you had a good week? And then...
Yeah, I thought we had a good week. I thought it'd be a way better game than this, but it just didn't turn out that way.
How come you think it wasn't a better game?
Like I said, all year is made that we do good or we do real bad in this situation where we couldn't stay on the field as offense and make third downs and continue to sustain drives and put up points. So, situation where defense started off doing good, giving us opportunity to stay in the game and to at least try to win the game. And just situation after a while, once the defense stay on the field so long, they get tired and it just go there, it get lopsided.
Do you think it's a situation where finally just so much going on up front, offensive line just finally was damn broke and you guys couldn't run the ball, couldn't protect locker?
You know, a lot of stuff going on with the offensive line. We wake up this morning and another one of the backup offensive linemen is sick and not able to play or whatever. So it's a situation where I think we all made a couple mistakes. I know I can't speak on nobody else, but just off myself, I made two mental mistakes, and one of them gave up a sack. So it's just a situation where a lot of things didn't go our way this game.
What has to change to make it better?
We just got to execute at the end of the day. You know, the coaches can't go out there and play for us. Whatever play they decide to call or whatever, we gotta make the most out of that play.
People are going to choose 55-7 game. People are going to choose a lot of guys are quitting on this team. Do you see any quit?
I don't think anybody quit. I just think they came out there and they was the better team today, and they showed it out there. They executed their plays. They stepped up on defense, and they executed on all phases of the game.
55-7 better than you guys?
I wouldn't say they're that much better than us, but they was that much better than us today.
A lot of people are pretty critical. A lot of people pretty critical of Jake Locker's continuing to make kind of those mistakes. In your mind, is he the future?
I think he's the future. At the end of the day, I feel like the people around Jake gotta step up and do better things and help him out. And that's starting from my position. We can't give up no sacks. Offensive lineman can't give up no sacks. And we just gotta step our game up and make it better for Jake. That what you're seeing out there is not all on Jake.
CJ, how much pressure is on this team? Is something going next week?
I won't say no pressure because we're not in the playoffs, so it's just a situation. We all playing for ourselves, and we playing for everybody that's in this locker room. So it's just a situation. We just got to go to practice this week, work hard, and try to end this season on a positive note.
You think there's jobs on the line next week?
I'm pretty sure not just the coaches, but players' jobs also. So this situation, this is how we feed our family. So I don't think nobody's just going to go out there and lay down and let the team run over us. Everybody know that after this game, we not sure who's going to be around here next year. So this is where you just got to put your best foot forward.
How much pain were you in when Clay Matthews hurt your ankle?
It was sort of thing that it was hurting, but it was something that I had to walk off. And once I got back to the sideline and walked it off a little bit, I was okay.
Thank you.